as the alarm kicks in for another day.
From the moment your feet hit the floor,
we've got all you need to know before heading out the front door.
Live from just around the corner,
to make the feel-good last,
this is Todd for Breakfast.
And gosh, it's been a while. We got him back in the studio. We're catching up with Nathan, Acting Senior Sergeant Nathan Johansson. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, going well. Thanks very much for having us.
No, thank you for coming on back. Now, I've got a few things to talk about. We're starting today with burglaries around Geraldton.
Yeah, look, unfortunately, Geraldton still experiencing burglaries, both home and commercial. At this point in time, it's a really good reminder to remind people to be locking up, be security conscious, be aware of suspicious persons in the area, report those to the police. And look, if something's happening like a burglary or offenders on premises, that sort of thing, to report it immediately to police, and gives us the best chance of apprehending the offenders for it.
Yeah, of course. All right, so talking burglaries there, what about in regards to thefts?
Yeah, look, retail theft continues to be an issue within Geraldton, as well as stealing from motor vehicles. So, you know, the retail theft side of things, let's talk about that. We ask shopkeepers, report these things. If you've got people that are coming in and looking suspicious, report it to police. I know we can't be everywhere at one time, but you never know. You spear that call into police and we could just be around the corner. And, you know, we're doing our best up at the shopping centres and within the CBD to patrol when possible. And that's a visual deterrent. But we do try our very, very best, and we ask the public for some assistance there. The stealing from motor vehicles, it's about locking your cars up, not leaving items of value in clear view. So your tradies, lock those toolboxes up.
Yeah.
Take the tools off the back of the ute or off the back seat. And I know it might be an extra 5 or 10 minutes work at the end of the day, but it may prevent it. So if we can deter a lot of these offences are spur of the moment. They're not targeted offences on vehicles. It's people walking by. They see an item of interest, a wallet, tools, sunglasses, and the like. If we can put them away out of view, we may see a reduction in those offences occurring.
100%. I mean, I remember it was last year. I don't remember what time, because I get up quite early and I sit out the front and have a cuppa. I saw someone walking along. It would have been like 3:30 in the morning. And yeah, he was trying car doors. And obviously, you know, car doors were locked, so he was failing. And I just yelled out. I won't say what I yelled out. And I called the police. And they came around, were patrolling and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, just be aware and make those phone calls. And my mum came to visit Geraldton recently. And I said, don't leave anything valuable inside in your car. Put it away. So every time we stop somewhere, I said, grab that, take it out, put it in your bag, just as a reminder. So yeah, it's just that reminder for everyone. Yeah, don't leave anything valuable in your car, or just in sight. So, yeah, well worth keeping in mind. Again, we are chatting to Acting Senior Sergeant Nathan Johansson. And, look, we've spoken a little bit about let's go back to shopping centres. You mentioned that, and there has been an issue in regards to juveniles in shopping centres as well.
Yeah, we have. And this is a daily occurrence, both at Northgate and Stirling's and the CBD. We've got youths, teenage and younger children going in, causing a disturbance in the shops, stealing. We've got security officers present at the shopping centres. They can only do so much. So the public expectation on them to tackle or remove these people, don't expect them to be able to do that. They'll try and keep everyone safe, but they're not there to lay hands on the juveniles and physically remove them. If we've got this issue going, I encourage people, call the police, all right? We will deploy our resources as soon as possible, all right? I know it is a real testing environment up there. I've seen the behaviour of these youths. We experience it daily. It can be testing. However, don't lose your nerve with these people. Don't get yourselves in trouble. There's CCTV and other opportunities to record the actions and supply that to police. And If there's offences that have been committed, we'll follow that up. We need our witnesses and our public to be the eyes and ears for the police in those instances.
Yeah, of course. All right. And just on reporting, you wanted to touch on public reporting.
Yeah. Look, I, just recently it's been really good. And I've got to applaud the people at Geraldton for getting on board, reporting some suspicious activities. We've had several up in Mount Tarcoola with people, again, just like you said, Todd, with middle of the night, walking around, looking suspicious. People have reported that. We've been able to deploy resources there. And, yeah, we've had some offences occur on one or two occasions, but I think the patrols, because of the reporting, has minimised the offending, okay? And it's we may not have got an offender for it, but it's put them to ground and minimised the offending that's going on in the area. So that's how important it is. Not every time are we going to apprehend someone, but we can deploy to the area and reduce the offending that's occurring.
Yeah, having that presence, which is why, yeah, it is so important. So even if you think, oh, it may not be nothing, just make that call anyway, because you never, never know, of course. So, and finally, I know you wanted to touch on, yeah, out and about there on the traffic on the roads.
Yeah, just encourage people to be aware when they're out there driving. We've got the sports season's on, the football's on. If you're going to have a couple of beers at the football, don't jump in your car and drive home. Okay, we've got our road policing staff out there. They are monitoring the traffic. People drink driving. You will be breath tested and you will be apprehended. So we encourage, you know, get that sober driver, team up. And this goes for the people that are out there playing the sports. Team up with a sober driver to drive everyone home from the footy or something like that. Go and have a great day, but don't spoil it by jumping on the road with a couple of beers under your belt. In all, Geraldton drivers are pretty good. We've got the school zones in place as well. So 40K speed limits, I like to reassure everyone just to commit to that. Speed cameras out. There are plenty of actions going on targeting offences on the road.
Yeah. Brilliant. All right. Once again, thank you very much, Acting Senior Sergeant Nathan Johansson. Really appreciate your time. I know you guys are always busy over there. So again, always appreciate when you have time to pop in and have a chat. Thanks again. You enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of your week.
Will do. Thanks very much for having us.